This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Don't even know who they are. They have no idea who God is. But in those, I have come to realize the simpler the prayer, and the less I get involved with it, just speak it simple, the greater God glorifies Himself in the miracles. Now, when I start trying to say a lot of things, talk to a lot of people, or whatever, or do something that's going to bring attention to me, God says, that you're trying to do it, not me. So it don't happen. But when I just walk up and say, Jesus said, He's in me. Freely He gave me this power. It's not me. I have nothing to do with it. I'm just going to touch you in the name of Jesus, and He's going to heal you because He promised it. And you reach up and say, be healed in the name of Jesus. And you, if you will do that, if you will walk in obedience to God's Word out there, you will get to see Him do some awesome things. But I don't know about you, but I want to see, since He told us not only to heal the sick, and I have seen thousands of people healed in the last few years. Thousands, not one or two. And many of you in here that have listened to what I've taught, you went out and done the same thing, and many of you have seen multitudes of people healed. Many of you in this room have healed the sick. But virtually none of us have seen lepers cleansed, and virtually none of us have raised the dead. And there's something wrong. And the problem stands right here. You know, so if you stand up, you can say the same thing. So anyway, we're going to teach on some of those things here in just a minute, but I just wanted to whet your appetite just a minute and let you know what has happened this week. But I want you, if you can have the faith, I want you to stand with me and several other people in this church that's believing that Johnny is going to raise from the dead yet. I mean, I don't care if it's been 5 days. I don't care what. If God can put the bodies of Ezekiel dry valley, the valley of dry bones, if He can put them people back together and make them run and play, He can raise up Johnny and make him well, and He can use him a mighty way, but it's going to take faith on our part. And I don't care. My confession is, He's alive. He's not dead. Although the flesh looks like it's dead, He's going to live and not die. I don't care what anybody says. I'm going to stand in faith. And if people say, you know, you are the craziest man I've ever seen in my life, that's okay. You can say what you want to, but I'm going to believe Johnny is going to rise from the dead, and he's going to come back to this church, and him and his lovely wife's going to stand right here, and they're going to sing praises to God again. But when it happens, we'll know who did it. It was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the God of Gods, and He glorified Himself one more time by raising Him from the dead. So there will be people that if you will tell people you're believing that God can raise the dead, there will be people that look at you strange. They'll give you a lot of room. You know, we found that out with the police department the other morning. They give you a lot of room. What kind of a sect are you involved with? Well, we're just Christians. We believe in Jesus. But what kind of a sect? No, we just believe in Jesus. Do you believe in Jesus? Well, yes, I believe in Jesus. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Okay, now then, who's got a testimony you want to tell us about? Jim, you got one? We'll take several of them today. If you got a testimony, come up here and tell us whatever the Lord has done for you this week or lately. Praise God.
We didn't get to do this last week.
I think so.
And I had a young man at my work. He was one of our students at school. And I'd seen him a couple of times, got to know him a little bit. And I have a break in the evening at 9:20 for my lunch break. And I went outside to check on your car while they were working on it. I headed up to school. And this little young man was sitting in this chair right outside the door, you know, a little chair. And he had his leg all bandaged up. He looked like a mummy at this left leg. And he had crutches laying over there. I said, son, what happened to you? He said, you know how boys are. I was trying to get in this car on the passenger side, and they just took off, and they run over my leg, run over my ankle, and tore all the ligaments around my ankle, my heel. And I said, are you a Christian? And he said, yes. And I said, you've been to church up here since you've been to school? You know, most people's come out of town. He said, no. I said, you could go with me. I said, I go to a church in the evening and we pray over the sick and cast out devils and things like that. And I said, would you mind if I pray for your leg before I have to go back in my class? He said, I don't mind. And there were just people sitting around. I didn't think nothing about it. And I didn't say anything weird. I didn't say anything great. I just laid my hand on his shoulder and said, in Jesus' name, that leg's going to get well real fast. And the ankle, and you'll be out walking around just in no time. And it'll be a whole lot better than waiting 3 to 6 months for it to get better. So the way it was tore up. And I had to go back in the class. It was time to go. And I said, I'll see you in the morning or sometime soon. Check on you. And the next morning, I went back up there at 8:30 in the morning. I was still working on your car. And I looked over and that boy had his shoes back on, no crutches, and he was walking around. I went, whoa, how about that? And I said, I didn't do it. I said, I didn't say anything special. I didn't cast any devil. It was just a little simple prayer. And after that, I thought, I could have said so much more. I said, I didn't do anything. And I walked over and finally got to see him that afternoon. And I said, how are you doing, son? And he said, I'm doing a lot better. And I said, you just seem like you got a little limp. And he told me the other day I should have prayed over that limp. And I said, well, if I get a chance to do that again, lately I've seen him. He seems to be walking fine.
Diagnosed with glaucoma in my eyes. And I don't know if y'all know what that is or not, but your optic nerve cells start dying. And the doctors really don't know why. If you've got high pressure, they think maybe that's killing them. And so they give you drops to use to get the pressure down. Well, my pressure was okay. My drainage ducts, everything was okay. So there's no reason for it. And I thought even at the time, in the natural, that was kind of weird that my optic nerve cells would be dying for no reason at all. Well, when we got to the tape about generational curses, and those sort of things, I realized that my dad had had glaucoma, and probably his dad before him, no telling how far back. So the light bulb went on, and I realized what this was. This was a generational curse. This was a demon that was bringing glaucoma symptoms and damaging my optic nerve. So I cast that demon out and broke those generational curses and did everything that I knew to do and had learned to do up to that point. And after a few weeks of listening to the tapes and studying the Word, and the eye doctor had given me eye drops to take, even though my pressure wasn't high, but he says, well, just try to get it down as low as it can, maybe that'll help. So I was taking those eye drops, and so after a few weeks of listening to the tapes and studying the Word, I thought, I can do this. Now I'm going to stop taking those eye drops. Well, I've learned that it's much, much better to have a miracle, because miracles, you have your healing and that's it. You know. Amen. But when you don't have a miracle, the battle of faith begins. And I told God that when my miracle or my healing was manifest, that I would give him the glory and testify to it. And so that's what I'm doing now. And I'm hoping that this will be an encouragement to you who either have gone through this or are going or will go through this. But the battle of faith began in my mind. Satan came against me and said, you fool, you're going to go blind if you don't take these drops, and on and on and on. It was a terrible battle. I lasted about 3 days, and I started taking the drops again. I realized I didn't have the faith yet. So faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. So I got back. So I kept in the Word even more, started memorizing Scripture, listening to Thurman's tapes. In about a week to 10 days, I've got the faith. I can do this now. I stopped taking the drops. I lasted about a week that time. Started taking the drops again. It was a horrible battle. Finally, on December 22nd, 2004, and I've got it written down in my blue book, I said, on this date, I've been healed of my glaucoma. Thank you, Jesus. And I wrote the date down. And I stopped taking the drops. And I knew I could do it. And then the battle intensified. It was a 6 months battle, as it turned out to be. Every day, I had to take these thoughts captive. Satan came against me in the mind, the battle of the mind, so bad. There were some days I had trouble even concentrating on my work because I was taking thoughts captive, rebuking Satan. It was terrible. I told my wife many times, this is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. After about 5 months of this, and didn't take the drops, I told God, you know, this is hard. I need a sign. I need something, just something to keep me going, because this is the hardest thing I've ever done. the next night, we listened to one of Thurman's tapes. It was about the girl who was riding a horse. The horse fell. She broke her leg in seven places. I think some of the bones were sticking out and everything else. And she cried out to the Lord and quoted the word, and her leg was healed. The next night, I was putting gas in the car. Gas line was right here. I noticed something on the rear tire, and I stepped over to look at it. This foot caught on the hose, and I tripped. I landed on the concrete, full body weight on my elbow, forearm, and wrist. It started hurting right away, started swelling right away. I got up. My first thoughts was, I bet I fractured something. Better get home fast and put ice on this thing. I'm going to have to go to the emergency room. I went in to pay for the gas, and I was in there. I realized the tape came to my mind, and plus all the word that we had been studying, and I realized this is not what I should be saying. So I laid this hand on this arm. I said, it is written, by Jesus' wounds you are healed. Be healed, arm, in the name of Jesus. Immediately, the pain went away. By the time I walked back out to our van, which is just a few seconds, the swelling was gone. The arm was just like this.
Praise the Lord. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
When I got home, about a 10-minute drive, these two fingers were feeling tingly and numb because I'd probably, traumatized a nerve or something. I laid my on these two fingers, said the name of Jesus. It is written, by Jesus' wounds you are healed. Be healed, fingers. Immediately, the tingliness and the numbness went away. This was at the five-month point. A month later, this terrible battle going on in my mind still. And one day, I sat down and I said, this has got to end. And I said, if I do go blind, Jesus can heal me of the blindness.
Amen.
And I remember the scripture, though he slay me, yet will I trust him.
Amen.
And I said, I'm committed. I am not going back to the drops. I am not going to doubt. I am committed no matter what. Now, it's easy to say that, but I meant it.
Yeah.
And I knew I meant it. God knew I meant it. And Satan knew I meant it.
Amen.
And that very instant, he left. My mind was at peace. There was no more battle. He left. He fleed. It took 6 months, but he left. And I know the exact instant he left. I'll never forget it in my life. He left, and I was at complete peace. There was no more battle. I was due to have an eye examination, my regular eye examination, in a few weeks. I didn't want to go back to the doctor I'd been seeing, because you talk about speaking death with your mouth. I mean, this man is Dr. Death out his mouth. I didn't want to go back to him. The Lord reminded me, we had a relative that was an eye doctor in Ohio, and we were going up in that direction for July 4th family get together. He said, go see him, because he needs to know what you know now. So I made an appointment, went to see him. He sat me down, was getting my history, and he said, anything, you're okay, right? And I said, well, actually, I was diagnosed with glaucoma.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.